If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up at 8, Jeff Ehrman's going to join us from Inside MD Sports. We'll talk about Willard and what's next. Chip Patterson from CBS Sports will join us at 9:25 to get into the tournament. All one seeds left in the Final Four.
Chalky.
When was the last time that happened, all four?
08.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was 17 years.
All right. Let's get into the Junkies sports page because a lot went down over the weekend.
Remember Chalmers hit that kind of buzzer beater to beat Memphis?
Vaguely, when you say the name.
Derrick Rose was with Memphis. I believe that was the same year.
Oh, do you know who you asked me what those celebrities I saw? I just bumped into, and I didn't say anything because I could tell he was clearly distracted. Catino Mobley, of all people.
Nice. Very good.
He was in the airport. And you could tell he was kind of scrambling. It was right when I don't know how
is
you
the
guys
big
are.
Three going on? Wasn't he still doing that?
I think he was as of last year. I don't know if that was another event happening, but he was in the airport. It was right before security, and you could tell he was just a little frazzled.
Well, that's an easy place to get flustered, right before security.
Well, especially that airport. That airport's massive. The Atlanta airport is massive, and it's
it's the busiest airport in the country.
It's inefficient.
Yeah. It's too many people coming through.
What a pain
there.
In the ass. Anyway, I don't know why.
Doesn't Catino Mobley look about 15 years older than he actually is?
Yes. Actually, he had shaved his head, or maybe he had dyed his hair a little bit.
Okay, because so I know he used to be good. Gray. Used to be gray.
He only had a little bit of gray.
Yeah.
So he must have dyed his hair. He looked pretty good.
I made a big move over the weekend. I haven't received it yet, but I always get this targeted ad about gray hair reversing. We'll see if it'll work. Instagram thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're trying to reverse your grays?
Why not?
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
All right, so hold on.
It's like a spray?
Is it going to be
Mr.
Like
Gullible.
Is it going to be?
I'm sure it won't work.
Is it going to be a slow?
We'll find out.
We'll see. I tried it with the toenails one time. Didn't work out. Now, not gray hair, but I've got
how much
toenail
did this
fungus.
Spray cost you?
I think $50.
$50?
So you're supposed to put it
I've
on
been
every
intrigued.
Day?
Particle anti-gray serum.
So hold on.
Spray it once a day, and then it gradually brings it back.
Once a day, the grays go away.
So it's not coloring your hair.
Correct.
You're supposed to legitimately get
They say there's some science that you can get whatever.
Oh, yeah. There's some science. I love that description.
Hey, I figure it's worth a shot.
You know what? JP must be feeling extra self-conscious about it lately.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Could be.
I mean, I've been thinking about it since the moment I got gray hair.
Yeah. Every day for the last 15 years, he talks about his gray hair.
I'm sure every day. Look, hey, Brett just colors it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sent him a text one time. I was like, how do you have no gray hair? And he said, whatever box he uses.
No shame in it, JP. There's no shame in my games, Brad.
Well, he's got his wife coloring her hair, right? So he can't be hypocritical, right?
Most wives do.
All right, Cakes. We got to update the tracker.
Oh, yeah. I should do that. Let's do that on camera. Hold on. So it's currently at 6, but we know that's incorrect.
Hope you know where the button is.
I know where it is.
It's underneath. I see it. Yeah. I see it. Let's see if Cakes can finagle it.
Yeah. Boom.
There you go.
There we go. Look at that.
Now, it wasn't a great game for the Capitals, but Ovi scored.
No.
It was not a great game.
The Sabres, they don't want to face the Sabres.
They haven't played well the last week and a half.
I don't think the Sabres are really in playoff contention, are they? I don't believe
so. No, they're last
so.
In the division.
They kind of stink.
But for some reason, they don't play well against the Sabres. Yeah.
They also have, for whatever reason, they have Logan Thompson's number. He just never fares well against the Sabres. Ovi almost had two, by the way, because the late shot at the end, I think Luke Dubois got his stick on it, like right in front of the goal, and redirected
and
it slightly. It was almost a two-bagger for Ovi yesterday.
Hey, and also we need to congratulate our guy Locker, Craig Laughlin, back on the call.
Very good.
That's awesome.
Very emotional. Did a nice video tribute to him up on the Jumbotron. I know the Capitals put out a video of all the players welcoming him back.
So he was on the call yesterday?
Yeah, with Joe B.
That's great.
I love Locker.
It's fantastic.
Oh,
been good to us since we were on the weekends.
He's just a good dude.
But
yeah, so Ovi is at 890, and he's 5 shy of breaking the record. He's got
this is going to go literally down to the
he's
wire.
He's got 9 games left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if he could have a nice just 1-2 goal game, give him a little breathing
room. Then Cakes' game might be in play.
But this is going down the wire.
So they lose to the Sabres 8-5. The Sabres are last in their division with 68 points.
It's a third straight loss.
Now they got to play Boston. Now Boston's not great either. Boston's not going to the playoffs, but Boston's won 8 straight. So now they got to play Boston in Boston. I think that game's tomorrow.
April 1st. Yep. They have back-to-backers at Boston, at Carolina. Then they're back here in D.C. We're doing the Altcast Friday night as they host the Blackhawks.
So, obviously, all eyes are on Ovi and whenever he plays, if he scores, and when he's going to break the record. But the fact that they've lost 3 straight and they've given up a bunch of goals, that ain't great.
Yeah, in the last 3, they've given up 3, 4, and 8 against Buffalo. It's especially kind of galling.
Yeah, so JP's right. I mean, Buffalo can score against them. I don't know why, but maybe they just don't give 100% against the last place team. And you can kind of take the ice going, it's Buffalo. It's Buffalo. We can beat them.
To paraphrase Coach Carberry, I believe his post-game comments were, we got what we deserve today.
Yeah.
He was not happy when he took
I'm sure he was pissed.
Let's hope they get string together a few wins before he joins us this upcoming week.
What did you say? I don't have it in front of me. Did you say like what they've done in their last 10?
Last 10, they're decent. They're pretty good.
6-3-1, maybe?
6-3-1, okay.
But the last 3, they've taken it on the chin. Yeah.
Right.
6-3-1 the last 10.
All right, that's fine. Got to look at it, a big picture.
I'm sorry. I botched that. Boston has, I said they've won 8 straight. They've lost 8 straight.
Okay, good. That's better.
Yeah, they've lost 8 straight. So they're looking to snap up
a
long
losing
streak.
Hopefully tomorrow is 9 straight. Caps can get on the winning side again.
We don't talk a lot of regular season NBA unless it's regarding the Wiz. But yesterday the Pistons played the T-Wolves, and T-Wolves blew them out by 19. But there was a big-time skirmish. I call it a skirmish. I don't think there were many, punches thrown.
No, just pushes.
But
it went into the stands.
Went into the stands. That's the interesting part is it was right under the basket. So the people are sitting right under the basket in the first 3 rows. I mean, those NBA players were basically laying on top of these. There was kids there. And the one dad's trying to keep I can't remember. I think it was Dante DiVincenzo trying to keep him off of his kid because, you know, he's kind of laying back getting pushed by all these other Pistons players. And that would have been a little bit scary if my kid was right in the middle of
sure.
that.
Sure.
Yeah, I think DiVincenzo did some smack talking of one of the Pistons forwards or center. And then a couple plays later, there was the skirmish, and it got big time. I don't know if he's a big S-talker.
Maybe.
Dante.
Feisty Italian. Just like my wife. that's my wife's cousin, Dante DiVincenzo. But that was kind of interesting just because of what went down. Obviously, you got the Final 4 on Saturday. All 4 1 seeds. First time since 2008. And you've got Florida and Auburn. You've got Duke, who was just masterful defensively against Alabama, especially since Alabama was just unbelievable in the previous game against BYU, hitting 25 threes. But that was just really fun to watch. But and then, of course, you got Duke playing Houston. Contrast in styles. Duke wants to get up and down. Duke's probably the number one offensive efficiency team in the country. Houston's the number one defensive efficiency team in the country, according to KenPom. Auburn and Florida, that's going to be a great game just because of the pace of play and the amount of threes that you'll see. But it's just, you know, not a lot of people love the chalk, but you got it this year. Last year you had the 11 seed NC State as the Cinderella with a bunch of big-time teams like Purdue and UConn. But now you've got four ones flying down in San Antonio.
Flag didn't play great in the last game, but I heard – kind of the national debate, is Flag the best one and done Duke player ever? And where does he rank amongst all-time greats? You know, when you go all-time greats and you include people that are beyond one and done, it's almost unfair to him because you've got Grant Hill, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley.
It's hard with these one-year
Shane
guys.
Battier. So, but
he's pretty darn good.
In terms of the one-year guys, I mean, he's if he ends up winning it all, and they've got a good chance to win it all, he's going to probably be the college player of the year, and he'll have delivered a national championship, and then he's not returning. I know we had that one conversation.
He's not returning no matter what.
No.
But it's certainly if they win the title, you know that he's
what's so sick.
Do you think any of do you think a guy like Derek Queen, by the way, the moment the tournament wrapped, went to one other class?
That's the funniest question you've asked probably in 10 years.
I'm not sure if they went to class ever.
I know that he got a an endorsement with Dairy Queen, which makes a lot of sense because it's DQ.
Of course.
Dan Quinn should have one, too. We talked about that last year, I think.
You know, I don't think we talk enough about the fact that I was talking to my buddy about this over the weekend that Flag, he actually, instead of staying an extra year, he moved up a year to get it.
Teenager.
Yeah. He's just a kid.
18.
I mean, how many guys
do
that?
He could be a senior in high school.
How many guys do that? They skip their senior year so they could accelerate the whole process.
Well, the other thing is, and I don't, Jason may know all of the names.
Yeah.
That high school team that he played with has five first-round picks.
Going back to Derek Queen, what classes he's taking, I'd like to see both Derek Queen's and Cooper Flagg's class list at Montverde. I'd like to see what sort of classes those guys are taking.
So it's a class in dribbling?
Okay.
Class in shooting.
You got class in rebounding.
Yes.
Class in how to travel first class when you make an NBA team. I mean, the classes have to be a joke.
No, I think Cooper Flagg is like has a 4.0. He's a serious student. Mm. He likes going to school.
Maybe.
That was one
also
of the
Cakes.
That's the only reason why I say he might
Cakes,
stay.
Also, not just how to travel first class, how to get away with the travel on a game-winning buzzer beater.
Yeah, again, wasn't a travel, but that... That became a sideshow because Kevin Willard had to make it all about himself.
By the way, did you see just to change subjects just for a second, just because you mentioned the travel thing? Did you see what LeBron gets caught doing all these weird things all the time? But what he did apparently, I think it was over the weekend, where he dribbled it twice and then he like let it hit the floor and then he acted like he was rolling it across half court.
I didn't see that play.
I mean, he committed like 9 violations. You know,
I'm not surprised in an NBA game.
They did blow the whistle, but I mean, what they get away with in the NBA game is beyond absurd. Beyond absurd.
Of course.
In terms of just traveling.
Right. That's why it was a joke when Charles Barkley said he didn't travel. Well, Charles Barkley traveled every time he touched the ball in the NBA.
Hey, don't sully my guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's JP's dude.
That's my number one.
I think you're sleeping a little bit on Zion's freshman year at Duke. He shot almost 70% from the floor
and
he averaged 25 a game. So
how'd the team do though?
Cooper Flagg is on a better team, but Zion might have been the better overall player.
How did the team do during Zion's year? Did they win the national championship?
No, I don't think they won.
They lost in the Elite Eight.
They lost. Yeah,
I think that was the argument. Look, I just saw Jay Williams arguing.
No, Cooper Flagg's a great player, but he started off pretty hot in that game. I think he hit 3 of his first 4.
Yeah, he didn't have a particularly good game.
But then, you know, guys were blocking his shot. Like, he didn't look overly athletic compared to some of those kids for Bama. But I just think people are kind of sleeping on Zion's freshman year.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, he had great freshman.
More distressing to me is that I keep running the NBA draft lottery sim over here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Washington comes up with, like, the third and fifth pick all the time.
You, this is a big...
They come up with the fourth and fifth pick all the time.
It's going to take a miracle to get Cooper Flagg here.
It's pretty close.
Cakes, yeah. You're going to the game on Thursday, right?
I am, yes.
I'm going to be there on Thursday. We're going to be schmoozing with Will Dawkins. Can we seriously lobby to see if we can be the guy behind the desk? For the lottery.
That gets sent to, like, Secaucus? Or yeah. You can do that. I can't do that. Because then they get the
who they have last
pick,
year.
And I'm going to be called a jinx forever. I mean, I just can't live with that sort of pressure.
Yeah, amazing.
Didn't they have Zach one year?
Zach Leontis? Possibly.
I thought Zach was...
I wouldn't doubt it.
Now I'm going to Google Wizards representatives at the draft lottery.
They've had a bunch. I just remember the Cleveland used to bring out the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a story with
like Dan Gilbert's kid.
Yes, Dan Gilbert's kid. And bring out an old fogey from the Junkies.
Was it the Bucks owner that had the hot chick, the hot granddaughter or daughter?
I don't remember.
What was that? Remember that?
Daughter.
Was it the
Aaron
Bucks?
Rodgers dated, I think, for a while.
Yeah.
Malloy, I think her name is.
Yeah, I can't remember. I just remember it was some smoke show there.
I mean, how silly would it be if they went to the Wizards and were like, an EB from the Sports Junkies?
I'm so sure. They let us be the face of the franchise.
That ain't happening.
This is not happening. Right.
Last but not least, the Nats salvaged the game against Philly. And they gave a bunch of runs in the first two games. The bullpen was horrible in the first two games.
Mr. Parker was strong for you.
Mr. Parker. He was really cool. Starting
still
rotation.
Still cutting your lawn?
No, he's not. He's probably not around
McKenzie
anymore.
McKenzie Gore was great on opening day, right?
McKenzie Gore was awesome.
13 Ks on
Irvin was
day.
Pretty good.
Oh, it was 16.
13.
It was 13? 13, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then Irvin was good. And then Parker yesterday, 6 1/3, 7 hits scattered, shut him out. Only walked 2, struck out 5. Bullpen got it done. They win 5-1. And Josh Bell and Nate Lowe combined for all 5 RBIs, both hit homers. And now the Nats go to Toronto tonight, I believe.
He's hit home runs in back-to-back games.
Yes.
And I think Ruiz has a couple.
Yes, he does.
Start the season.
I'm just waiting for CJ. And now James Wood had a couple hits on Saturday, but I'm just waiting for CJ to kind of come alive. By the way, James Wood had a botch in left field defensively. Did you see that?
I did not.
Runner on first base, one out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fly ball to left field. James Wood catches the fly.
Oh, I heard Charlie and Dave Jagland. I did hear this play.
And didn't realize there was a runner on first right. and kind of was smoking and joking.
He lollygagged the ball back into short.
Yeah. And whoever it was, maybe it was Baum.
Yeah.
Tagged from first to second.
Took his base. Took his base with the ease.
Come on, J-Dub. That can't happen at the major league level,
bro. You think he didn't get an earful from Davey?
Oh, I'm sure
And then the coaching staff? It's a lock did.
Sure. I bet you his dad gave him an earful, too.
Coming up next, Willard is out. Maryland needs to find a new head coach. Some interesting names out there. Who do you want Maryland to hire? We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.